This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Stella ran to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Drag her.
It's drag her.
Mini episode.
Yeah, it's the tiniest little episode.
My episode's so tight and tiny, I don't know if anything can fit in there.
I don't know if I can slide any more information inside me.
Oh, I've never seen such a big podcast before. I don't know how to do this.
Honestly, I went from semi-sexy to full-blown baby, and it was starting to
weep. I was
what is this voice now?
I thought it was if Betty Boop became a cadaver ghost. That's what I got. Well, welcome to Drag Her, the only Drag Her podcast.
Yes, and Friday night was, you know, Drag Race night. So we got 3.5 hours of Drag Race content.
Oh my God.
Smack dab in the middle, we got Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
Crazy. And holy moly, do we have opinions. The first opinion I have is this was a mistake. And why did I sort of lead the charge on us doing mini episodes of this?
I mean, I will say this. It is hard to do mini episodes on three contestants who leave at the end of the episode.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because there's no story that we're continuing on. That being said, our three contestants were Jermaine Fowler, who is a friend of mine who I fucking love. Jermaine is one of the funniest people I know.
He did a great job.
He did a great job. And then Nico Tortorella.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Jordan Connor.
From Riverdale.
Yes. And all I can say is wow, We're Here sure is better than this show.
I haven't seen We're Here yet, and I need to do it.
It's
amazing. The reason why I haven't watched it yet is because I was like, ooh, I'll watch it before Drag Race. It's a half hour. And I was like, oh no, it's an hour. I don't have enough time. So I think I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
It's fantastic. It puts this show to shame, unfortunately. The timing is terrible. I mean, Bob is amazing in both, but it is just, it's wonderful.
I'm so excited to watch it because it just reminds me so much of Chuang Fu. I think I've said this before, and I'm here for it.
It's great.
I love Chuang Fu. It's one of my favorite movies. I love the premise of a drag queen coming to, this isn't a We're Here podcast for
I know, unfortunately.
So, okay, it starts off, we are introduced to our secret celebrities.
And they successfully kept, I think they did a good job calling it Secret Celebrity Drag Race because it remains a secret where the celebrities are. Where are they? No, I mean, look, I am someone who's completely unfamous, and I think it's great that they're getting new voices in there. Just don't call it Celebrity Drag Race.
Okay, I mean, sure. There are people in the public eye. These people, you might not know them, but Riverdale's a very, it's a very popular show. Our friend Madeline loves it. Jermaine's excellent. Jermaine is so funny. He's going to be in the new Coming to America 2. He plays, I think, Eddie Murphy's fucking son. Jermaine
that's huge.
Is so fucking funny. I can't say it enough. I love him dearly.
And then Nico celebrity.
was on
Scream 4 and something else. He was on Scream 4, I remember, and then something else teenish. He's on something else teenish.
Yes.
But yeah, I was scared. I was also scared that they were donating their money because I thought they might could use it. But I think it's very nice that these people are deciding to donate their money.
They're donating their monies.
They have great intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else about these three contestants? Jordan's doing it for his straight his gay siblings?
I think so.
Just his siblings in general.
Well, I don't know if he said his siblings were gay. I think they're just more into drag than him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Uh-huh. That was confusing for me. And Jermaine's mom had passed away, and she was a lesbian who liked the show. Mm-hmm. And then Nico, I can't remember what his reasoning was for doing it.
Well, this show changed his life, which I'll tell you what, World of Wonder sure loved that. I've seen a lot of clips already floating around the internet with him saying, "This show changed my life." And it's like, okay, they're very excited that he said that.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, he's non-binary, so he's excited to be gender expressive.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because I was like, I don't know if Drag Race changed my life. It just opened my I'd already going to like drag shows and stuff in New York, but like I guess I was like, ooh, there's so many more people like this that like mm-hmm. I love. Who are, like, express themselves with wigs and makeup. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I won't negate him saying it changed his life. It probably did.
But I'm going to go ahead and be the bad guy and say he offers a lot of Laganja energy that no one asked for.
Fair. Yeah, I mean, he was a little... I don't know who he is because I don't think he's like that. There was no down. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
There was no off switch... There was no, like, real moment with him. And I was like, I don't even know what your voice sounds like. Like, you're putting on a lot of... But then again, maybe that's who he is all the time. But if so, how exhausting.
I think it's a trap that many queer... I mean, if you get to be on this show, that might happen for some people. That, like, you just are like, oh, I have to give everything. It's kind of like... I don't know it's like, I guess if you're straight and you go to a fraternity house, you're like, I have to be the straightest.
Yes. A competition of the straightest.
That must be what happens when you are gay and you get to the workroom of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Your brain breaks and you're like, I have to give a version of myself that is basically every gay bar catchphrase I've heard.
I still have not been in the workroom. I've seen the workroom, but I've not gotten to go into it. But I honestly, like, I would love to do Celebrity Drag Race, specifically because I don't think they're going to do a Snatch Game every episode. But, like, I could murder a Snatch Game.
You would murder. You would murder. I mean, I would love to see you. And you would, all of Bob's advice was so on.
Mm-hmm.
I would, which of these queens would you love to be your mother is a question I have
for
you.
Oh my God. See, I would truly take whoever was left because mm-hmm. I love Trixie. I mm-hmm. love Monet and I love Bob. Like they're friends. Like we text. Like,
yeah.
I was like, it would be weird to be like, you're going to be my drag. I would be like, no, I can't pick. No, I'm so sorry.
They were great. And my God, they really elevate the episode. They were so funny, consistently making me laugh. And I was like, thank God they're here. And it also worries me that this might be the best episode. Because I wonder if they were like, we better lead with the best episode because they're so funny.
Maybe.
I hope I'm wrong.
The mini challenge was mm-hmm. getting into quick drag at different stations using a toy car. And that made me laugh. I love watching grown people get on children's toys and try to do something.
It was funny.
Picked a slutty pink dress. And then Jordan picked a pink furry dress that was also tiny. And with hip padding and boobs, I was like, you're big. You're a big girl.
Yeah.
And
then
Jermaine put on a green sequin dress backwards. His titties were hanging out. And then that lip sync where his titties were just flopping. Uh-huh. I don't know if I've laughed harder. And I don't know if it's because he's a friend. But I was like, this is so funny to me.
It was really funny. I definitely laughed, but I have to admit I was distracted by just what was happening. Because at that point I was like, I guess one part of me thought it was fun and playful that they make them do their own drag. And then the other part of me thought, let's get to it. But I'll listen to Don't Be Jealous of My Boogie every single time it comes on. And you know, every time my little gay body will squiggle when I hear it.
I mean, Don't Be Jealous of My Boogie is honestly a banger. I really like it. I think it's a very good song.
Oh, top five Rue songs. It's in my top five.
And I thought it was fun, a fun mini challenge. Like, I really enjoyed it. And then they picked their drag mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And who won that? Jordan won that?
I guess Baby Kins LaRue, right?
And
yeah,
he,
Jordan.
Yes, Baby Kins LaRue is Jordan, and
he Trixie.
Picks Trixie. Mm-hmm. And then Nico picks Monet, and mm-hmm. then Jermaine gets Bob.
I have to say, I love them all, but I would pick Bob.
Oh, I would.
I just love them all. I just love Bob so much. Like, I want to just hang out with Bob. Like, that's my main priority.
I just like all three of them so much.
Yes, I do too. I think Monet would make me the prettiest.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just want to hang out with Bob so much.
But I mean, if I knew we were doing Snatch Game, I would probably pick Bob. Bob is the only one out of the three who won Snatch Game.
Oh, it's so funny when she's throwing shade and just
truly
so
funny, because I got to see Trixie's RuPaul, because that's the episode I judged.
Yes.
and I don't know if they kept this in. But like on the runway, I was like, why on earth would you do RuPaul to RuPaul's face if you don't have RuPaul down?
Mm-hmm.
And then Monet's Whitney was whew, tough.
Yeah, that was
so
funny.
But I think
so
she would say that too. Yeah.
Yeah, she did a pretty good job just owning up to it. And I mean, Trixie does a great job roasting herself in this episode. Mm-hmm. It was so cool to see that Jermaine had so many great options.
Yes. Well, he was going to do Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were like, Whoopi from last season wasn't very good. Evie Oddly.
Yeah.
Did Whoopi look great, just, Whoopi?
It's like, why not just say her name? It's like, you know what you were talking about. It felt like I loved the cut twos. I thought the cut twos in this episode were actually like good fan service. Mm-hmm. So I was like, come on, cut to it. Who cares?
It would have been funny to cut to it, because I cut to Trixie and Monet's.
It's great. It was great. And it's good that they have a good sense of humor about it. Okay, Obama would have been great, but she picks Kavina.
Yes, because his Kevin Hart was good. And then, you know, Rue was like, I like Kevin Hart the best. Why not be Kavina Hart? And I was like, yeah. I mean, Queen's listening to Rue. Yeah, it's her show.
Just listen to her.
Give her what she wants.
Give her what she wants.
And then Kavina Hart was so funny.
So funny. Oh my God. I want to also shout out to Trixie had a line that's maybe the funniest thing I've heard her say on Drag Race,
mm-hmm.
where she said Bob and Monet fighting is like the ugliest girls in town fighting over a tiara. I really fucked me up. I was like, that is some of the funniest shit I've heard ever. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin
today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/DragHer today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DragHer. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Okay, Snatch Game advice. Nico wants to do Lucy.
Oh, yes.
What was his other choice? He had another choice. I don't know.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen? No, because
Jordan.
Jordan did
Chrissy Baby Chocolate.
Teigen. I couldn't remember. I said Baby Tchotchke. I couldn't remember his name. Baby, what is it?
Babykins.
Babykins LaRue?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like what a straight person thinks a drag queen name is. Ra coo 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 coo. So okay, she ends up doing Lucy. Oh, she almost did Snooki. I thought that would have
yes,
been
yes.
good too. But, or maybe
I
better.
I mean, we've seen a Snooki on the show. Jigglypuff. No, not Jiggly. Oh my God. Jiggly Caliente. Oh my God.
I mean, girl.
Well, Jiggly also likes Jigglypuff, so
yes, she
but
owns
Jiggly
that.
Caliente did Snooki, and mm-hmm. we have the infamous smush, smush, smush as she romper roomed.
Oh my God. And that is not row. What I came here for.
Also, no, bring back Jiggly Caliente to an All Stars.
Yes, absolutely.
She's a beautiful trans queen, and she is so funny.
She's great at talking heads. She's funny.
She's so funny.
She's
and
good
she
at
can
drag.
Fucking perform. She's great. I love her.
I love her too. Oh yeah, she's one of the better lip syncers in the history mm-hmm. of the show.
Yeah.
Jermaine talks about his mom. You covered that.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, and then in the workroom, they're like, "Oh, Jordan's prepared for the lip sync. What are you gonna do, Jermaine?"
And Jermaine's like, "I don't know what I signed up for." I guarantee you, he had not seen the show before doing it.
I love it. Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it feels like someone told him he should do the show, and he was like, yeah, sure. Trixie paints Jordan's face in what appears to be sepia tones.
It seemed like there was a lot of highlighter on him.
Yeah, it looked a bit like a Victorian painting. Well, once yeah. it was recovered from a fire. I don't know if it looked amazing.
And then also I was like, that you don't look like Chrissy Teigen.
No. And Bob did Jermaine's makeup and made her look like Chi-Chi on the first episode of season 8.
I thought Jermaine looked cute.
I did not think he looked stunting, but I thought he looked cute, sure.
I thought Jermaine looked really good.
At the end of the episode, he looked great.
I thought his runway looked great, and I thought his snatch game looked great.
Yeah, I just thought another interesting thing we need to gossip about is that they had different makeup artists do their runway makeup.
Yeah, that I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yes, both Chanel and Layla McQueen posted online today being like, oh, by the way, like, I did the makeup for the runway. We filmed a little segment for it that I guess did not make it on air, but yes, we did makeup for it.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
Curious. Yeah, I mean, I think it's so, I do really like that the show keeps involving queens from past to the present, especially like a Chanel. Like Chanel is iconic. Chanel is season one. She is season one of All Stars. I love Chanel. I would love Chanel to have a chance to be on like All Stars without teams.
Right.
And then Layla McQueen went home rather early. I'd like to see more of her. And I like that the show does involve queens.
Yes.
So much.
And they both had amazing makeup. I guess the narrative, whoever was editing it probably just thought it looked simpler if that consistent drag mother was the figurehead of them. But like, I thought it would have been cool to be like, oh, and I help with makeup because I'm amazing. That's why like Nico's makeup, I think, did look the best because Chanel is known for being an insanely good makeup artist.
She really is. She is a stunning queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting that they didn't keep that in. How weird.
Very weird. Well, then we're here at... We're up to Rue at the Runway.
Rue, I love Rue's beautiful.
Agree. She looked like one of Ariel's sisters.
I truly was like, why wasn't this saved for the main season? It was such a stunning look. I was like, oh my God. I gagged. I was floored. I was shook. I fell out. I rolled around on my carpet. I said, I love it.
I'm with you. I fell down. I impaled myself. I gagged. I choked. I died. I fell through the basement, visited Satan, and got up and said, ah! I also was surprised it wasn't on. I was like, this is main season. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so pretty.
It was like the wig looked almost like a conch shell. It was amazing.
Yes, it was so pretty. I loved it. So then
the performance.
Sorry.
I don't know. I just want to say the Snatch Game performances, were they important?
No, I mean, no. Baby Kinsel Rue did a Chrissy Teigen impression that was so far away from Chrissy Teigen. I was so confused. I was like, okay, she has a cookbook, but do we all know this? I was like, if anything, we all know her from being very funny on Twitter.
Terrible choice. Like, I think her in person, she's so mellow. Like, I don't.
Yes.
Why pick her?
I probably would have written down some of her, like, tweets, like, funny tweets that she has tweeted and, like, figured that out.
Yeah, he did not. It just wasn't effervescent, to use a Rue word. There was nothing refreshing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flat RC Cola. I was not refreshed.
No, I was not refreshed either. Jermaine's Kavina Hart, I said before, I was very funny.
Very funny.
A bias. I loved it. The little tutu he was wearing when he got up was so funny.
It was great.
Kavina. Jermaine did a great job as Kavina Hart.
It was great. His cadence, his characterization.
Yes. It was so fun.
That was Snatch Game.
And then Lucille Ball for me. I mean.
Single cough.
Let's see. How do I phrase this?
Lucille Ball
is so iconic and so specifically funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't it.
Lucy's impossible to do. She's a funny original. She's the original, like, comedian who did the impossible in the 50s, gave you cerebral, physical, emotional comedy. Don't try to do her. Just don't.
Yeah. And like, Lucy is endearing and charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, she has charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And I didn't see any charisma. I saw uniqueness.
Maybe I saw some nerve.
The best way. I saw some nerve in an interesting way. And then the tea needed to be dusted off a little bit.
Yeah.
I hate being mean.
No, it just was, it was, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. It just kind of reminded me of like if Anne Hathaway had to hang out with like poor people, like it was something about it where it was like, you're not comfortable. You're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just seemed like I was like, I know you're performing, but like, are you performing for an audience or for yourself? Uh-huh. It just seemed a little stage hoggy. Yeah, I wasn't wowed by it.
Yeah.
And then we have the runways.
Ooh, and they're all Rue inspired.
Yes, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
I sure did enjoy. I loved it. We have our baby Kins LaRue coming out as 90s Bob Mackie Rue.
Mm-hmm, with a Bob Mackie cape with sticks.
Oh, I love the cape sticks.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was fine. I really liked it.
Yeah.
But then Jermaine's, I really liked. What was Jermaine's drag name?
Miss Mimi Teapot.
Yes, Miss Mimi Teapot. I thought really the makeup
was the least successful, but I loved everything else Jermaine did. Like,
I liked the makeup and I liked the dress. I thought he looked stunning.
An allusion to the season 9 promo moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a former Naomi Smalls moment.
Yes, it is. Right? Rue like said, Naomi I'll Smalls, take that.
The paper dress, right? Was it a paper dress that she did?
Yes.
Yeah, that was like very much almost the same silhouette.
Yes, it really was.
I like it. It's a great silhouette. I think anybody will look good in it. I wonder if I would look good in it, being a big old bitch.
Of course you would.
I'd be a big, fat, spiky thing.
I would love for you to be a big old fucking spike. Why not? Oh, especially with your gorgeous legs sticking out of the bottom.
Could you even?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think you should also have a really low dip so we can see the top of your ass crack.
Yes.
Showing
off some crack kills. And then we had Nico.
As Olivet Is You.
What?
Her name was Olivet Is You.
Yes. Was it? Yeah. All of it was you.
Did you love the name?
I honestly, I think I shut down every time they spoke.
Yeah.
They are not for me. Have I been referring to them with the right pronouns?
I don't know if I hope I have. I don't know if I have. I've apologized if I have not properly said they or them.
Fuck.
But you know, we're not talking about their we're talking about what we thought of their spirit and performance.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want people coming for me.
No.
This is my least favorite thing.
No,
I get
no,
so
no.
worried. I get so worried about the people coming for me. I'm just trying to be entertaining. I'm just trying to be funny. That's all I want to be. And then the people come for you.
People come for you no matter what.
I know.
So that's why you just got to let them come for you. And then
I honestly don't even remember their runway look.
I'll tell you, it was an homage to You Better Work when it's the red sort of mullet dress that she wear, RuPaul wears.
Yes, 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 yes.
And You Better Work. The makeup was stunning.
I thought the makeup was stunning. I thought the look was good. I liked it. I thought they looked good in it. I was a fan. Now that you jogged my memory,
mm-hmm.
I think it was good.
Yes. And then they make them all cry. They make them go backstage so the episode can be longer. And then they bring their families in to, you know, just make them have feelings.
Yes. And then Jordan's fiance was like, "What? I didn't even recognize you sitting right in front of me."
There was like, a few
dramatic.
Yeah. I was triggered a couple times with I don't know if you noticed this, but there was just a few moments where the straights are praised a little too much for doing drag in a way that felt pandering to the queer community. And it was a little triggering at times.
I absolutely feel that because it's like, why not? I mean, like, not to, you know, talk about We're Here again, but it's like, Rahir goes into non-famous people's lives and tries to, you know, drag up their lives. Also, I haven't seen anything but a trailer. And it's like, well, maybe we took, you know, queer fans of the show and let them be on main stage or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's a way we could have done it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I truly understand why you were triggered.
I was a little triggered. But, you know, this is the pro con of my favorite show in the world being so popular. I'll say our favorite show. It's like, it's popular. So thank God it's popular, but also, okay, this is sort of the McDonald'sification of it. So I'm not pumped, but I'm thankful it's also here. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird to be like, but that's like the growing pains of anything. Like when anything becomes super popular, you have to appeal to the masses. You can no longer be like super fucking niche and weird.
I do think this is also why they decided to air it now as opposed to in between season 12 and All Stars.
Why?
I think they knew they had great viewership for season 12, and I think they know it's when they have the most viewers. And they were like, fuck, if we air this after season 12, not only will nobody tune in, they'll tune in and then quickly turn it off.
Maybe.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
They released it. I think they released it because they knew we were locked in our homes. And I got nothing better to do on a Friday night than watch 3.5 hours of Drag Race content, which I did happily.
I felt a little exhausted by the end of it. I did it, but I felt a little exhausted. I can't help but think that the Celebrity Drag Race could have been a beautiful 60 minutes instead of 90 minutes.
I can't believe it was 90 minutes. Also, like, talking about it, I was like, how is it 90 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about it in 30 minutes, and I think we accomplished everything that needed to be said about it.
We did.
The lip sync. Do you have anything to say about the lip sync? I do think Babykins won the lip sync, but
I do too, and there was a rose stuck right up somewhere.
Did a jump split at the end.
Yep. Wasn't a jump split?
It was kind of a fall split.
Jermaine, he tried.
Jermaine didn't seem so. He seemed like not so pumped. Not.
Yeah,
not
I think
in
it's
a bad
he,
way.
I don't think he understood how to lip. Like, I think he was like, this is weird.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot because they're like, I think you could also start this project and be like, oh my God, when is this over?
Well, he did say in a confessional, he was like, I don't know what I signed up for.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And then Nico did a pretty good job, but then showed his bulge and hairiness, which is not a bad thing. I'm a hairy drag queen.
Well, I was like, ooh, maybe we'll see more hairy queens on a regular season. I would really love that. Like, Crystal is hairy light because I think Crystal doesn't shave her armpits or her legs.
Right.
And I was like, more queens with chest hair, like bearded queens.
Yes.
And
queens, too.
Yes.
It's just all of it. Drag is a lot bigger than just a gay man doing drag.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. But then Babykins won. Cute. I was very touched by him getting to donate to a cause that was so close to him. Mm-hmm. And 3 more weeks of Celebrity Drag Race,
Three more weeks. We did it.
Well, if you're listening to this episode, I hope you're listening to our other episodes of Drag Her.
Yes.
Listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Find me at Mono Agapian.
I'm at Nicole Byer.
And anything else we need to plug, Miss Mama Nicole Mama?
No, Mama, no.
Oh, hell no, Mama. We thank you for listening. Rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you on one of our many, many, many podcasts.
My God, that's all I do. I'm running out of things to talk about.
Bye.
Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.